What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon today. He'll be back tomorrow. Pinch hitting, hanging out with some of the best people in radio. Of course, Sue Thomas, we love her. And Ethan Hannaford, who used to be my producer on Sunday nights.
And Fred is also joining
and
the party
Fred is
now.
Wonderful, and we love Fred producing behind the scenes, doing a fabulous job. So great to be with all of you. We'll get to Sue's news here in just a moment, but I did want to mention, because I am a huge Chiefs fan. Chiefs aren't happy about their schedule that just came out. Even Kelsey's whining about having to play in Brazil. I mean, how much do they pay him to whine about playing in Brazil because it's sweaty?
What? He can wipe his tears with his cash.
Yeah, exactly. You know, put some baby powder under your shirt. That's what I do when I'm in a humid climate. You know, anything works. You know, you big baby. So they're going to – Can I just say I don't know why they even bother playing these games overseas. Would I be wrong to say that?
You know, I understand what they're going for because they're trying to spread the game and they're becoming bigger and bigger overseas. But what they need to make sure they're doing, you know, last year, the game in Brazil, the grass that they played on was not in good condition. And guys were slipping all over the place. I don't remember if there were directly any injuries that came from it, but it's things like that that I'm more concerned about. If you're going to play overseas, fine, I understand what you're going for in trying to spread the game, and they're doing it. Honestly, their marketing is doing a really good job of that. But make sure that the players are safe in the stadiums that they're playing on, and the conditions, and all the things like that is what I would argue.
That's a big deal. I mean, doesn't the NFL? I mean, I'm sure they do have people who grounds people or whatever they call them, or I don't know, who make sure that the field is compatible so that nobody does get injured. And then week two, when he's facing the Eagles, you know, again, he's not going to, you know, do as badly as he did in the Super Bowl. Just saying.
You would think so. But what game was it? Was it a couple of years ago? Was it the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? It was when the Chiefs and the Eagles played that everyone was sliding all over the place. Do you remember this, Fred? And the turf issues?
Yep.
So
that
this
was
bad. This has been an issue in the NFL, it feels like, and maybe even college too, for some time now, where the turf conditions or the grass conditions, depending on where they are, aren't necessarily great. There is no reason whatsoever why you shouldn't have turf in good condition to play in for professional football teams.
No kidding.
No reason.
Plus, the NFL runs the world, so I'm shocked that it was in bad condition at all ever.
How about this?
Well, exactly.
Heidi, they only play one preseason game this year. We're down to one preseason game now, guys. Just a couple years ago, it was
four. I didn't realize that.
They're going down to one now.
Why is that? Just injuries?
It's a long year. The regular season has gotten longer. The starters don't play much in the preseason games now, so I think the kind of the mindset is like, let's let's get to the regular season where, you know, all the excitement and entertainment is. But the problem is that the last year specifically, I think they had two regular season games last year. But the problem is that these guys clearly are not in game condition by week one.
Well,
and we saw that last year in multiple cases where quarterbacks look terrible, guys are absolutely gassed by halftime, and that's not good for the game.
Mm-mm.
I think there were also some upsets, too, early on.
Yeah, perhaps. For reasons like that. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Okay, speaking of quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders, what do you think? Think he's going to get any play time ever?
That's an interesting question because...
I like to ask interesting questions.
There was a lot of talent. There was a lot of talent coming out of college, and a lot of people had him very high. But people were concerned with, perhaps some of the interviews that he had during the draft process, which is why he dropped down so far to the fifth round. Supposed to be a first round draft pick and dropped all the way to the fifth round. But the Browns, you know, they have quarterback issues. You know, Deshaun Watson has been a mess for a while now. So it would not surprise me if he got some playing time at some point this season.
Yeah. I don't root for the guy. I don't root for him to go downhill, but still, just coming in with all the bling and all the obnoxious stuff and saying, I'm not going to be in the combine and I'm not, you know, like I'm the king of the universe. Yep. Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah,
do you think he'll be a fan favorite? Will people cheer for him?
No. That's a good question.
I don't think so because he's almost set him, at least in college, he set himself up to be the villain. And now I think that perhaps maybe they'll try to ride this sob story of I dropped this far, so now pull for me. But I mean, it's going to depend on, you know, his personality, if he matures or if he continues to have this
Agreed.
Me above everyone else kind of attitude.
But and if this, you know, if he took this to heart and learned something and was a little humbled, that might be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Perhaps, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you call yourself legendary, you've patented that. I have handbags older than him. How is he legendary? Somebody please tell me, what makes you a legend, my friend?
Yeah, that's
Give
a good point.
Give me a break.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's from his dad. Maybe when he gets away from his dad telling him he's the greatest thing in the universe. This all goes back to kindergarten graduation, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know,
You're
telling these
right.
kids they've achieved something because they can put a lid on a marker.
Yes.
Woohoo, let's cheer for you.
It's
now
true.
You're legendary and you know, oh, geez, okay.
It's a good point. Good point. Well,
unbelievable.
Heidi, is it time?
It's time. You know what? Let's go to Sue's News because I cannot wait.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know what? Today is actually a good national day. It's not like flip-flop day or whatever. Today is National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and it's in honor of local, state, and federal law enforcement officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice or been injured in the line of duty. So our hats go off to those on this day.
And there are so many of them.
Oh, yes.
Sadly.
Throughout the country. There was a Bulldog rescue trivia event at the St. Louis County, some sort of structure that has to do with the police. And they have a wall full of people who they have lost. And it's really, you know what I mean? Until you see that, you don't really think about how many total just in St. Louis County we have lost.
Wow.
So, yes, thank you to all of those police officers and everybody associated with them. Mm. All right, on this day in history, 95 years ago, picture it, it's 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess when she went on duty aboard a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, I heard a story about this. Tell me if you heard this, Heidi. I don't know if I'm the only one who saw it. But back in the day, stewardesses, the whole point was that they could rescue people. In other words, they were also essentially nurses.
What?
So if something were to go wrong, these were not, vacuous women. These women were sharp. And they also did the food service and everything else. But the whole point at the beginning was that they could help in an emergency.
Okay. I don't remember the health part of it, but I know that certainly they're able to get you out of an airplane, and they've proven their ability to do that many, many times. Now they have to do what? They have to serve you dinner and break up fights?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big job back then.
It seems to me like a lot of the stewards, I guess we call them now, are men and older men on the latest flights I've taken.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That became later. But I think the first round of them was for that. And then it was 15 years ago. I don't think I knew this. And I saw it this morning, and I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. In 2010, Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail nonstop around the world without assistance at the age of 16.
Holy.
Right?
Wow.
I love when I come across these things. So I'm going to have to look her up tonight and see what's up with that. 16 years old.
That's so impressive.
Oh my gosh, that's completely nuts.
So there's no helicopter parenting there is what you're saying.
No, exactly.
I was still watching Happy Days.
You know? Right? I get it.
16, right. I was roller skating and watching Love Boat.
Warner Brothers announced yesterday that they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max. Duh.
That was so dumb in the first place.
It was. It was 2 years they've been calling it Max, and then it occurred to them that, you know what, HBO was actually a well-known brand, and people liked HBO, and it had gone back for so long that people were associated, and they were like, what's Max? So, yeah.
I think it's just a trick to make it so you can't actually track your bill and figure out, you know, what service you're using now.
Maybe.
Oh, you could run out of money with plus all these services.
Exactly.
My gosh.
I feel like this is much more than just an HBO Max thing. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I feel like this is a, you know, we have to rebrand or change things up.
It's like new
to
Coke.
Sound cool.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and when in reality, like, you have something that works that people understand and sticks out to them. I mean, how many years was Game of Thrones the biggest show in the world on HBO Max?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, why change it if it ain't broke?
That's true, too. By the way, ooh, that reminds me. The new Game of Thrones series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has been pushed back to 2026. So I guess they thought that it was going to be at the end of this year. They're going to push it back just a little bit. And also, HBO Max unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman, because we have to have another Superman movie, Fred. But
oh, yeah.
Ethan, is that going to be good?
You know, I don't really know much about this upcoming Superman, but I hope it is. Because, I mean, you think through the history of all of the Superman movies that they have had, and how many of them have just ended up being disappointing?
Yeah.
Or have been, you know, corny or cheesy?
Ryan Recker, who filled in yesterday for Mark, was asking me, did you see the trailer? What do you think about the new Superman? Is it going to be a woke Superman?
Oh,
are we
no.
going to
oh,
you know,
no.
have that as a
I
problem?
Hope not.
I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer.
All right. Well, it's out, so we can all look it up now if you want to see it.
Will it be full of toxic masculinity? That's what I want to know.
I hope so. And Netflix is bringing back the talent competition show, Star Search. Oh, yes. I thought the same thing, Heidi. I thought, are you kidding me? As a live event. Okay, for those of you too young to know, young Ethan, this was a weekly talent TV show.
Okay.
And it ran from 1983 to 1995.
I had never heard of it.
Okay, it was hosted by Ed McMahon. And you could tell that they told him how to pronounce people's names in big letters and sounded it out. Because that part always amused me. Now, there are some of the people that performed actually did become stars. Beyonce was on there. Britney Spears was on there. Well,
wow.
So was Dave Chappelle. Now, and we have a little bit of Dave Chappelle when he was on this show. Okay, keep in mind, he's 19 years old when this is happening.
Tell you, man, growing up in D.C., D.C.'s a crazy place to grow. I had, like, the most dangerous job in the District of Columbia. I used to deliver pizzas for Domino's. They would rob me every day. I had to get a gun, man. Ever seen a Domino's pizza boy with a gun? I used to bust in people's apartments, just, Domino's, freeze! Put the money on the floor, man. Get on that board, don't move. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
And if you would not have known who what that was, could you have told just kind of by hearing the audio, could you have eventually figured it out?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I mean, you can kind of hear him, but not. I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
but
very funny.
Yeah, that was him at 19. Well, he won and kept coming back. That's also part of Star Search.
Wasn't Star Search sort of like the forerunner to America's Got Talent?
Yeah, essentially.
That sort of thing.
Here's the thing, right? Is there's no way that it's actually going to find like the next stars now, though, right?
I don't know. Well, you know, so they would have Dave on. They'd have two comedians, and then somebody, then the audience would vote, and then one would go on. So Dave made it to at least week four. But I don't know who eventually won. That's the difference between this show and, like, America's Got Talent.
But you think of, like, I mean, those three names, if those are the three biggest to come out of it, I mean,
not
Britney
too shabby.
Spears, Beyonce, yes. and Dave Chappelle. I mean, they're three of the
yes.
biggest artists in what they do in the world right now.
Exactly.
Speaking of, my sisters are going to go see Beyonce in Chicago this weekend.
Are they
actually,
really?
So they're super excited.
Cowboy Carter tour?
Cowboy Carter
All
tour,
right.
yeah.
I hear it
Skip
wasn't
St.
selling
Louis.
Well. Yeah.
People were complaining about the prices. They didn't complain about the prices when Taylor Swift
That's
took
true.
A house
no,
payment.
They
See, I'm just
did
saying.
Not. That is no, absolutely true. Okay, I kind of like this story. Brad Pitt was spotted at a New Zealand McDonald's on Easter Sunday. He rolled up to a McDonald's drive-thru in Auckland. And you could tell it's him. There's a video out. He's got, you know, a beard, but he's Brad Pitt. You can't hide it. And he had a brief interaction with a young fan. And she posted the video on social media. Well, here's what they've done in New Zealand. They've just embraced it. And now McDonald's wants to give every Kiwi named Brad a free quarter pounder. So if you live or are visiting New Zealand, all you have to do, the offer ends Sunday. Just because of this, you can get one for free because your name is Brad.
That's very smart.
The video's kind of cute.
Can you imagine not even being able to get a burger without it being a big deal? Can you imagine being that kind of famous? Because I love fast food, and I would
right?
hate that if that happened to me.
That's, oh, my gosh,
right?
yeah.
You're so I mean, famous, you can't go
yes.
grab your Del Taco or your whatever, your,
Which,
you know, McDonald's or whatever.
And then they make a national thing out of it. No
and,
kidding.
And I understand, you know, yes, would that be difficult? Sure, but I imagine the trade-off that you're getting, I think they're okay with it.
What, you think that just because...
You know, the millions of dollars, well, your face everywhere, being world famous. I mean, that's the life you chose.
It is the life you chose, but I think it's probably different tiers of it.
Oh,
and
I'm
Brad
sure.
Pitt has to be at the
oh,
top
I'm
tier.
Sure.
And that would get really old. You're just in Auckland trying to get a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, New Zealand. That's amazing.
Some guy in Australia is going viral after washing his Crocs in the dishwasher. Huh? Would you do this? It's a hack that's been circulating online since at least 2021, so it's not a new idea, but this video blew up for some reason because he did it with a bunch of dishes in there. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Really? Come on. It sanitizes everything in there.
I know, but...
No? Okay. All right.
I might... Okay. I'm not above it. But I don't think I'd do it with silverware.
Yeah, that's my thought. I'm like, it's like, okay, that's not... I'm thinking of, like, having nasty feet inside of the shoe. We're not even talking about what's... I'm not even
no.
thinking about what's under the shoe. You
that's
know, like,
what I'm
even
thinking about
on.
What's under the shoe.
Yeah,
Believe
I don't know
me.
About that.
Yeah, where does it stop? Next, it'll be socks.
I don't know. No, thank you. I don't think I'm doing socks in there, Fred.
No.
But I understand your
Crocs.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, they keep my feet warm. Okay. My friend Ashley's mother told me one time. She said, Sue, the only way my feet stay warm in the winter is in these Crocs, and they've got fur in them. And I guess it's because it's completely plastic and they don't breathe. But your feet in the winter will stay warm in the Crocs with the fur in them. That's why I have
Oh, that's even more appealing. So your feet don't breathe. That's even
that's
more fragrant.
Boy, that's
got to
smell great.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put those in there and invite you all over to dinner. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Oh, I did not know this. Okay. Mattel released a pregnant version of the Barbie doll in 1963. Her name was Midge. And she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside. But then she was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy. Midge.
I think my sister's had a Midge, but I don't
no
remember
way.
Her being pregnant. I remember Barbie. I remember her friend Midge.
Well, there you go.
Let me just say this. That sounds actually like a really cool idea with having the
baby
inside
in
of the belly
it's
detachable.
Educational.
But Midge? What
it was 1963. It's 1963.
I've never even heard that
Midge.
Name.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not a good... Have you seen the divorce Barbie? Have you seen that one?
No.
She comes with all of Ken's things.
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness.
And that's it for Sue's News.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Heidi, what's coming up after the break?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to go with this crazy crew. I have no idea. Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform will bring some sanity back to the show when he joins us. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court and birthright citizenship, which is being discussed as we speak. We'll chat about that much more in the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. Good afternoon. Well, as you know, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments based on the appeals of some of the orders where Trump wanted to consider that birthright citizenship is something that shouldn't be happening. I wanted people to take a look at this. And I don't blame him. And we don't know what the court's going to do. But it makes, you know, it's one thing. We have so many people who are brought in here by illegals who are then born in the country and they get to come back and take advantage of American citizenship. Makes no sense to me, in my opinion, and I'm not a legal scholar. That was not the intention of the 14th Amendment. But joining us for some clarity on this, Ira Melman, Media Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Heidi. Good to be back.
Talking to you too. Yes, always good. So talk to me about what's at stake here and, you know, why there's a difference of opinion as to what the 14th Amendment really believes.
Well, you know, the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. That was right after the Civil War. The intent of the amendment was to ensure that the emancipated slaves were recognized as American citizens, as they should be.
Right.
And the framers in that 14th Amendment included the clause, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are U.S. citizens or American citizens. And that clause, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, is the point that needs to be clarified by the courts. You know, if the framers had simply meant that all you had to do was be born on U.S. soil, they would have stopped right there. The framers of the Constitution did not go in for rhetorical flourishes. That clause, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, is there for a reason. And it means that, you know, for instance, a foreign diplomat who gives birth here in the United States, that child is not a U.S. citizen because the parent clearly is not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And neither are people who are in the country illegally. Everybody who is here in the United States has to stop at the red lights just like the rest of us. But subject to the jurisdiction thereof means much, much more than that. If you or I were to go live overseas, we would still be required to file tax returns and pay taxes here in the country. There are many things we would have to do even if we're not physically in the United States. And so, you know, we have now reached a point, as you point out, where you have millions of kids who are being born here to illegal alien parents. And that was never the intent. And the court really does need to look at this. The Trump administration put out an executive order precisely for that reason, to get it before the courts. Today was the first step. They were looking at other matters. But eventually the court is going to have to rule on this.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Heidi Harris. One of the cases that they point to often is the 1898 case, United States versus Wong Kim Ark. This is a Chinese kid who was born to Chinese parents in America. But during the dissent, Chief Justice Melville Fuller wrote that he could not be a citizen, to your point, Ira, because his parents still owed their allegiance to the Chinese emperor and could not be fully subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. That's important, and that's what you're talking about.
Yes, it is important. In that case, the court ruled that the parents were not illegal aliens. They were here on work visas back at the time the Chinese Exclusion Act was in place. They could not become citizens. So it's a different case. Here you have people who are in the country illegally, or you have people who are coming here on tourist visas just with the intent of giving birth in the United States. They have no connection, whatever. They don't even live here. They just come in the late stages of the pregnancy and give birth and go home with a brand new U.S. citizen child. So, you know, the case that you meant cited from 1898 has some connection, but it doesn't cover the entire panoply of issues that need to be looked at by the court in 2025. And just simply the fact that we have upwards of 18 million people in this country illegally, it means that everything has changed and we need to look at it. The court needs to look at it in light of current circumstances.
Right. We're speaking with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. To your point, this was not the intent of the 14th Amendment to allow illegal people to come to fly in from Asian countries or any other country, fly in pregnant, like as you mentioned, and they have houses set up where these women can, you know, go ahead and finish their pregnancies, have a baby and fly home. They don't plan to stay here, but they have an American citizen child. That's what they want for all kinds of reasons. That was never the intent of this amendment.
That's correct. And, you know, at the time that they ratified that amendment back in 1868, it did not even include American Indians. It took an act of Congress in the 1920s for the children born to American Indians to be recognized as citizens of the United States, because at the time that the amendment was ratified, they didn't consider the, you know, they had these sovereign Indian reservations, and it was not evident to them that these people should be citizens of the United States. So it is clear that there was the people who framed that 14th Amendment wanted it interpreted in a much more restrictive way than it is now. And that's the reason why President Trump signed this executive order, because in 2025, the situation is completely different and the court needs to look at it both in the context of what's happening now and what the intent of the framers was.
Yeah, we're speaking with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. You know what's so interesting? Trump is trying his best to keep the promises to the American people, and the left is fighting him with every leftist judge they can possibly do, whether it's deportation. The idea that they wanted to fight to keep keep MS-13 people in here. You know, I talked to a friend of mine recently who's a homicide investigator who worked on some cases the MS-13 people were involved in. I mean, these are the kind of people who pull your organs out of your body while you're still alive. These are the kind of people the leftist judges are defending and trying to keep in America. I mean, this is insane.
It is. There is no constituency in this country for keeping illegal alien criminals, especially gang members, in this country. If they have been charged with crimes, they should do whatever time they need to serve here and then be deported. But if we just know that they're gang members and potentially dangerous to the communities that they're living in, we can just boot them out of the country. And that is essentially what the administration has done. On the president's very first day in office, he signed an executive order declaring MS-13, Tren de Aragua, a few other of these criminal gangs to be terrorist organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, which meant that he could invoke the Alien Enemies Act, which goes back to 1798, to get them out of here in a hurry. And that's what he has done. He's gotten a lot out, but as you point out, you have these judges intervening, throwing sand in the gears. This is something the court is going to have to resolve. The Supreme Court is going to have to resolve. Can a single judge sitting someplace in the United States overrule the president for the entire and prevent him from doing something that benefits the entire country? The Trump administration is arguing that the judge's rulings should only be in effect in those areas where they're presiding. You have these judges that say, no, I'm going to just issue an order and it's going to cover the entire country. So essentially they see themselves as essentially each one of being a president of the United States and deciding the policy.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, we've got to have separation of powers. We all respect that. We all understand that. But these people, they won't let him do anything he's legally entitled to do. They fight him every single step of the way. It's amazing. Thank God a whole lot of people aren't coming in here like they were before. At least he's gotten that accomplished.
Yeah, it has slowed to a trickle. In March, I think there were like 7,200 people who were apprehended coming across the border illegally. In April, it was up to just, a little bit more than 8,000. That was a slow day during the Biden administration. These are the totals for a month. And Tom Homan came out with a statement a couple of weeks ago saying that of the people that they have encountered or apprehended coming across the border illegally, they've only released 9 of them into the country. We were getting tens of thousands of people being released into the country every day. Here we have just 9 people since the Trump administration took office. That is a dramatic change. It is going to allow the administration to now focus on interior enforcement, as we talked about, starting to bring down the numbers of people who are here. First, you have to stop the influx, which they seem to have done very effectively. The courts can't stop them from doing that. Now we've got to work on removing people who don't belong here and bringing those numbers down to, as small as we can possibly get them down to.
Absolutely, because as we know, there are people here. We're not talking about necessarily people who want to come here supposedly for a better life, although those people shouldn't be here either illegally. But there are people coming in who want to actively do us harm between the gang members and the people whose affiliations are with very terrorist groups, maybe Chinese people who want it. We hear all the stories, and you've covered those, about the people coming in, the adult Chinese males and people like that coming into the country, and people from the Middle East who we know are possibly plotting terrible things in America. This is the problem with having an open border, and that's what Trump's trying to stop.
Yeah, it's not just people that were coming in with the open border under the Biden administration that were issuing visas to people who should not have been here. There was a case just yesterday in Washington, D.C., where the Trump administration is trying to remove somebody who has clear affiliation with Hamas. He got a visa to come in allegedly as a student. So, these were the sorts of things that were happening. You had an open border. You had policies that would issue visas to just about anybody who applied for one. And this is going to take a long time to undo. I mean, as much as they can do, it is still going to take quite a while to undo the damage that was done, not just by the previous administration, but even going back many administrations before that.
Oh, yeah. For many, many years, this has been going on. Trump's trying to do his best, but these judges want to stop him every bit of the way. Well, what do you think the Supreme Court's going to do, Ira? What's your guess?
That's a tough one. Today's hearings really focused more on whether individual judges have, you know, the authority to simply shut things down for the entire country. They really weren't listening today on the arguments, the substance of the case, whether we should recognize the children of U.S.-born children of illegal aliens as U.S. citizens. That is probably going to have to come back and be heard at some point in the future. Look, I mean, it takes the Supreme Court a while to do just about anything, but this seems to be headed to the Supreme Court. It's hard to predict how they're going to respond to this. You know, we've seen the court surprise us in both directions over time. So, I would not venture a guess at this point, but it is certainly something that the Supreme Court needs to consider seriously.
No question about it. Ira Melman, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thanks for being here and thanks for what you keep doing. And you've done for how long have I known you? 15 years? Is it more than that?
Yeah, something like that. Long time.
Something like that. Great talking to you again. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. Good afternoon. Mark returns tomorrow, I believe. You can follow Mark at Mark Reardon KFTK on X. formerly known as whatever. And of course, 97.1 FM Talk. You can follow them at 97.1 FM Talk, or you can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, at all those different platforms too. All right. Starbucks. Starbucks employees are... Starbucks baristas, this is so great, have gone on strike over the dress code. All right, this is a complicated dress code. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready for how complicated this is? You ready for how onerous this dress code is? Apparently, the new policy, which took effect this week, requires them to wear, wait for it, solid black shirts and khaki black or blue denim bottoms under their green aprons.
No.
Okay, what's the problem? What was it before? Just anything goes?
I don't know. Anything goes, yeah.
Under the green, and now we're specifying that you have to have this? Oh, no.
Listen to this. Starbucks Workers United, which represents employees at 570 of the stores, said the new dress code should have been negotiated in ongoing collective bargaining talks. Can we just honestly, I mean, I know we're radio slobs, so we don't count, okay, because we get to get away with whatever. But most of us have worked jobs before radio where we had to actually show up a certain way every day, right?
Yep.
Wear heels, wear a dress, wear business clothes, wear something. And even in radio, you can't be a complete pig. You can't go totally Fetterman, even in radio. But the new uniform, they say, listen to this, this is the whining, puts the burden on baristas to buy new clothes or risk being disciplined.
You already have jeans and a black shirt.
Yeah, who can't hit Goodwill and get a couple pair of black pants? Am
Thank
I missing
you.
Something?
No, you are not. That's
no,
funny.
No, listen, it gets better. Starbucks said it offered its workers 2 free black shirts.
What?
And they still are whining. And they suggested the new dress code, Starbucks does, would make the green apron stand out and create a sense of familiarity for customers. Okay, can we stop right there? Why in the heck is Starbucks explaining themselves to anyone? Why are they doing that? You work for us. You have to wear this. This is it. That's it.
Heidi, I don't know if you saw this, but I saw a video on X. It was either this morning or yesterday where they were, you know, they had the picket signs and they were marching and they were protesting this in front of Starbucks saying we shouldn't have to wear these uniforms. And it was a little bit of a where have we gone kind of sign. I mean, yes. Like to where this is what we're arguing for. This is what we're fighting for. I mean, how ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I saw a quote from somebody there who said, you know what? Actually, customers are worried about why we're waiting 30 minutes for a latte. And I thought, wow, uniforms and waiting 30 minutes for a latte. Oh, the
yeah, for an overpriced latte. One of the women said that Starbucks is focused on all the wrong things. Oh, really? So image isn't a part of it. The graphics, everything in the store is a certain design and whatnot. How hard is it to get a black? And they're not even saying it has to be black. It can be black or khaki, black or blue denim bottoms. They have all these choices, and yet they're still whining. You know, they ought to be grateful. I'll tell you what, I've worked at jobs, you know, when I was younger, where I wore a uniform to work. And there's a lot to be said for that. You get your uniform and that's it. You buy a couple pair of pants, a couple of shirts, whatever it is. And that's what, it saves you a fortune. You ought to be grateful for that.
That's exactly right. That's what I was going to eventually say, is it actually saves you money in the long run. And you're right. You can go to Goodwill and get any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they have Dollar Day. And I'm not just picking on Goodwill. I mean, I shop there once in a while, but I love thrift stores. But they have Dollar Days there, or other thrift stores have, you know, you can get a pair of pants for $5, maybe cheaper. And who sees it? I mean, you wouldn't want to buy good clothes because you probably spill stuff on it, I'd imagine. I couldn't be a barista, but I would imagine you spill things on it, whatnot. Okay, fine. So you buy the cheap stuff. And who cares? It's your work outfit.
That's so funny.
They have to be the whiniest bunch of employees.
Do we actually believe the reasoning though? Oh, you said it was along the lines of, you know, they want the people that are, you know, the consumer, right, to see the expression. Is that what you said along the lines of that?
No, what they say is if you're wearing a black t-shirt underneath the green, you know, apron, that it makes the green stand out more. I mean, they have a right. They own the place.
No,
they have
but,
a right to say that.
No, but I meant what the employees are arguing, why they don't want it.
They don't want to have to buy something besides shorts, I guess.
Okay, I thought that there was some sort of argument, right, that it's taking away from their ability to express themselves, and which I think is.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Honestly, so they want to wear their kilts. That's what they want to wear.
It matches. It lines up. I mean,
it's a uniform. It's a job. Wear it.
I feel ashamed
about
my generation.
I'm just stunned. I know, right? I mean, it's just. It's just stunning to me because I don't know where these people, what world they live in, because the real world often has to wear, you know, like the UPS guy. Okay. The UPS guy, I don't like brown. Is brown the only color these come in?
Right.
I mean, you know, can you imagine like remember Goldie Hawn and Private Benjamin? Is green the only color these come in? Yes, ma'am, they are. I mean, you know, you work for FedEx, you're going to wear a certain thing. This is what you do. And maybe they have some variations. You can wear shorts in the summer or whatnot, but it's just the larger issue of, I guess these people think the world's there to serve them.
Yeah, that
I
could
don't
be.
Know.
Wow.
You own the place, you pay the bills, you're allowed to do anything you want to, and this is not onerous at all.
And
for heaven's sake,
yeah, you've
people.
Got a choice of colors. I mean, you've got a choice of pants. Yeah, this is really, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they want to wear? Kilts with nothing under it? I don't know what they really want to wear instead of this. I guess shorts or... I mean, who doesn't have black pants in their closet? Anybody?
You know what? They just don't want to be told what to do. And I'm afraid...
That's what it is.
That
right there.
Sometimes that happens.
Nope, you're right. I don't have khaki pants. I don't own khaki pants. I've been wearing white jeans since I was 13. Some people like those. I don't. And they were Dittos. Remember Ditto, Sue?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had white Dittos when I was 13. That's the last time I wore white pants. But who doesn't have black pants or black jeans or it's, you know. Yeah, they're just the whiniest group of people. You know what it is? They want everybody to be so free to express themselves. And I understand that the management has a right to call that too. But they've gotten them so accustomed to that they think they run the place.
Yeah, that sounds like what it is.
I mean, they're walking out over this. Can you imagine? Well, you know what? You go ahead and walk out, and we'll have somebody else walk in. I couldn't do the job. I don't know how to make a frappe latte. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I couldn't do it. But there are a lot of people who'd be happy to have those jobs.
Heck yeah. Wow.
It really is one of those stories. It really is one of those stories that, though, I mean, like, you know, you keep laughing and Sue laughs. I mean, it is one of those just, it is almost because there is a lack of what else to say about it because it is so utterly ridiculous that all you can do is just laugh about it.
Wonder how long this will go on, or whether they'll start hiring people immediately and then it will all go away, or whether the people, how long is this a story?
How long is this what?
Will this be a story?
How long is it a story? Yeah. You know, I don't think very long. I think, you know, but it's just fun to make fun of them because I almost never go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, so it's not a big deal for me. But, you know, in December, okay, if you just a quick Google search. In December, they went on strike demanding pay raises for making coffee. And like I said, I can't do that job. I'm not denigrating any work is honorable. I'm not denigrating their job. But you want to, for making coffee? To me, any job someone can teach you in a day is something that you can only make so much money doing, right?
Agreed, yes.
Yeah, if it's a day, I couldn't, like I said, I can't do it. But, you know, there's a certain amount that your job is worth to an employer. That's it. And if they can replace you easily by somebody else who wants to come in there and be able to wear earrings hanging out of everywhere and all the other things they allow, tattoos in weird places and everything else, they don't seem to mind that, but they got a problem with a pair of black pants. Okay. That's crushing their creative, I don't know, whatever. Bunch of babies. Got to wonder how many of these people who work at Starbucks live with their parents and have gotten away with... here's why I'm saying that. Once again, not denigrating the job, okay, because I can't do it. And I'm saying this because there are a lot of people who've never actually had a hard landing in their lives. They've never had to get out of the house and make an actual living. You know, when my niece graduated from college, a very nice college, she went to Ithaca College. When she graduated from college, my brother told her, "We love you, but you're not coming home to live." Because she had friends who graduated from college who then went to work at Starbucks, not putting that down, but went to live with their parents with a college degree and working at Starbucks. If they had to be out on their own paying rent, they wouldn't be working at Starbucks, right?
Yeah, in theory, I get it.
Did
she find something?
I'm just wondering. Oh, yeah, she does great. She pays the bills for a reality show you'd all know the name of.
Okay.
She's a line producer for a big TV show. Oh, she's done fine. But the idea, they've never had a hard landing. If they never had a hard landing, they'd be grateful to have a job. That's how I see
That's
it.
That's the truth.
I'm Heidi Harris. Yeah, right? I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Bearden.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.